Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. Today, I was corrected earlier on the day. Tomorrow is not Water Day, but it's actually on March 22nd. Next week. But in commemoration of Water Day, I have a beautiful person here named Michiko Hayashi. She's the director of the Emoto Peace Project. She was Dr. Masaru Emoto's administrative assistant for 10 years until he unfortunately passed away on October 17th, 2014. But she's carrying on his work, and she'll be giving a free presentation on the messages from water from Dr. Emoto and also these beautiful children's books that she'll be giving away for donations at the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore tomorrow in Tacoma, Washington, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And with that, what I'd like to do is bring on Crystal of the Crystal Voyage Bookstore. Crystal, are you there?
I certainly am.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Do we have good audio on that, Eric? Okay, good.
I can hear you. I don't know what you can hear.
We can hear fine. We can hear fine.
Okay.
One of the things, could you please tell my listeners where you're located so they can find you?
In Tacoma, in the Tacoma Mall area, not on the mall, but off of 38th Street and Cedar. 38th is the street that goes over the freeway, and we're just third stoplight down from getting off the freeway, so
I have,
easy to find. What?
Wonderful. I have to tell you, Crystal, that of all the places that I frequent around Puget Sound, you're one of the few places that when I go into your bookstore, there's my energy. I get this wonderful energy that comes hits me in a big blast, and then as you walk in, there's this Buddha on the right, and there's this waterfalls there trickling down. And then you see all these beautiful crystals on the left, and all I see are a bunch of white light and angels everywhere. So, and you always have these fascinating psychics there, and really incredibly interesting people. And the best part about your bookstore is that everyone there truly's got a genuine heart, and they really want to help people and make this planet a better place. That's why I support you, and I'm so glad you're on my show today.
Oh, thank you so much. We've been working at this for almost 30 years now, and I am just so pleased with the people that are here now to help everyone, and I feel really good about them, and they're very genuine. They work way too hard. Well, no, anybody can work as hard as they want to all their life for the cause of love and helpful, and they're just wonderful people, and some of the things that we bring in, the crystals, the jewelry, and the books, they're all there to help bring up an energy.
So. Right.
We do the best we can to get it going.
Oh, sure, sure. Now, we were there yesterday and visited you, and you were so kind. You opened up this door, and you said, Ted, this is our crystal bed. Would you like to try it? And I was having a busy day, so I laid down, and I thought for only a few minutes. Well, that was almost, 30, 40 minutes later. And next year, I've invited you. You'll be coming to my next conference next year. And with luck, you can also try to bring your crystal. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about your crystal bed and what makes it so unique?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's made in Germany, and it's from a retreat center, and it's called the Healing Light Castle. Mm-hmm. These are individually created. They're not done by machines. Well, partly. But each one is supposed to have, I wrote it down, sure.
That's okay.
Entities attached to the light as it's created, and angelic beings. And I've got a picture showing the radiance coming from each light up into the air. It's just like floating up. But they're wonderful. Each light is a vocal crystal, and it's especially created and cut so it has more energy than a regular quartz crystal.
Mm-hmm.
But they're actually from the earth. They're not man-created other than just shaped. And they lay across the energy centers of your body, mm-hmm. called chakras for those who don't mm-hmm. know them. Mm-hmm. And each one is the color of the associated chakras. So there's seven. And they're probably about 2 feet above your body. And the flash in different resonance cycles. They're not just off and on, off and on, off and on. But each cycle creates different energy to energize your body. So when you have a session in there, it should be totally relaxing, rejuvenating, and just to help you find more balance. You should be energized and feel like relaxation and feeling more at peace with yourself. Most of the stress should be released that you are there, and you have an increased sense of overall well-being. Part of the idea of it is to the person, it's almost like being in a meditation all by yourself with a little bit of help. And you should gain a deeper spiritual understanding of yourself and hopefully your life situation, what's around you right now and what you're trying to work through. They're hoping that you gain insights into your future life path or insights into the causes of disease states. And you should receive some guidance as to how best deal with the disease or the problem you're going through. This is kind of like opening up of your mind and total relaxation. With relaxation and your knowingness, maybe you can let go of some of the things that cause stress.
Right.
And disease, because disease is normally your body trying to show you what's gone wrong in your emotions and your mind.
Sure.
So if your body isn't happy with how you're thinking, with how you're feeling, it only intensifies. It's like a barking dog.
Right.
Come on, take care of me. Can't you see what's wrong? And this should help you help to understand what's going on in your body so you can address it and say, hey, enough of this. I'm not going to think that way anymore. Or I'm not going to feel that way. I'm going to clear out the things that are blocking my energy and my emotions. And this is just a start, another way to try and figure it out.
Beautiful, beautiful. I know after I spent some time on your crystal bed yesterday, I was kind of tired, but after that, my eyes started sparkling, and I felt so much, so much better, and I had a great day. It was like drinking 10 gallons of coffee, but without the caffeine jitters. I mean, it's this wonderful energy.
Yeah, because after you had that, tried that bed, crystal bed, you said, look how shiny my eyes are. I feel much better now.
Yeah, I felt much
better. We didn't drop fairy dust into them. Absolutely positive.
Much better, much better. Well, Crystal, again, your store is over by 38th and Cedar Street next to the Tacoma Mall. It's very easy to find. It's just right across the store. I think it's right across, kitty corner across from Marlene's.
Marlene's Market. Yeah,
Marlene's Market.
A lot of people know who they are.
Right, exactly. And what's your website, too, if people wanted to look at your store?
Crystal Voyage.
Okay, crystalvoyage.com. Yeah. Well, that's easy.
Easy.
Well, great.
Well, thank you.
Well, great. Well,
I'm really glad you came and visited and tried it out. So
wonderful, wonderful. And again, Michiko will be there tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. We'll be asking for donations for the Moto Peace Project, but it's free. I mean, free to come in, she'll also have some beautiful children's books too. So
thank
yes,
you.
We will.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you, Michiko.
Thank
okay.
you, Crystal.
Thank you, Dad,
I'll see you
do.
Tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Crystal. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. With that, what I'd like to do is devote this entire entire hour of this program to Michiko Hayashi, and especially to healing prayers and songs for Fukushima. I was given the message about a year and a half ago when I was at James Gillian's Rants in Mount Adams 2 years ago, to please send lots of love and light and prayers to Fukushima. And to Japan, because it really helps. We're powerful spiritual beings. I don't know. I've been told that many, many times. And actually, at our conference last weekend, Emma Louise Hansen said that. Billy Faye Woodard said it, and Zora said that. Scott Lemuriel said that in so many words to people. Simon Park said that from England. Lazi Sanhut said that from Sweden. Master Lin, a beautiful man from Taiwan, a master psychic there, was there. Very lucky, nice to have him. He said that. We're all saying, Robbie Holt said that, Australian Aboriginal healer, Carolyn White, wonderful aura reader and photographer, husband. They all said the same thing. We are all on the same page saying the same message. And with that, I have something very special I'd like to play on the air now. It's a 528 hertz tuning fork. Now, 528ths is the hertz of the frequency of love. And with it, I've got a very special healing crystal. So I'm going to, what I'm going to do is hit this. And then when I hit it, when you hear this sound, it's a sound of love. And because my show goes around over 60 countries and with over 100,000 listeners, it'll be a worldwide covering the planet with lots and lots of love. And then when this goes out, I want you to send lots of love and light to Fukushima. They do need our help. We are getting help, I want to tell you, from the Galactic Alliance, because they've stepped in and cleaning up a lot of the radiation so that people will not suffer from the effects of radiation. But there is, of course, there's radiation in the Pacific, some radiation, but they want us to take an active role in cleaning it up through our prayers and good thoughts, and I know it'll really help. So with that, I'll play this 528 tuning fork, and please send lots of love and light to Fukushima, and then I'm going to be following it with some prayer. So please hold on. That was the sound of 528 hertz, was actually a love frequency, and the crystal I used was infused with lots and lots of healing love. So that's a very special sound, and I wanted to play that for everyone listening today. With that, what I'd like to do is ask Michiko, who was Dr. Emoto's assistant for 10 years and now the head of the Emoto Peace Project, to say the beautiful Ho'oponopono prayer for Fukushima.
What a prayer.
The water prayer, and please repeat after her three times, and I know it'll really help because they do need our assistance over there. Please go ahead, Michiko.
Thank you, Ted. Okay, ready? Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And water, we love you.
And water, we love you. And with that, what I'd like to do is Erica, I know it may take a minute or two, if you could play the Japanese version of the water song for the first couple of minutes, and then we'll come right back on air. This is a beautiful song dedicated to Fukushima.
Thank you, I told.
that a beautiful song, friends? It's a very meaningful song, and I think it really brings a lot of love and light to Fukushima. They really need our love and prayers. And with that, what I'd like to do is bring Michiko Hayashi on. She's on. We're very lucky to have her here live in the studio. And I have to tell you, too, that when that song was playing, all this beautiful light came into the studio. It's much brighter now than it was. Mm-hmm. And I know we have a lot of beautiful angel energy with us right now. But with that, Michiko, hi, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me here again. It's so nice to be back here in this studio.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Michi, tell us a little bit about your work and what you do to make the world a better place.
Okay. First of all, what I do is where a Emoto Peace Project is to teach children what the truth of water, that water has memory, and that the most beautiful energy that words or anything has is the word love and gratitude. When we are in the state of love and gratitude, because 70% of our body is water, and so is the surface of this earth. So when we are in love and gratitude, the whole world will be in a healthy and happy environment. There won't be any fighting. Everything will be living in harmonious way. And that's what we are trying to teach children, and especially children, but to all people around the world, and by distributing the children's book, The Message from Water, that Dr. Masaru Emoto wrote many years ago, about 20 years ago.
Now, one of the fascinating things, he started his journey, many decades ago, actually. He was a naturopathic doctor, and he kicked off this the Emoto Peace Project with a speech to the United Nations in 2005,
mm-hmm.
and he said at that speech, and I want you to explain this, that he wanted to give this book to 10% of the world's children. Is that right? Could you
Correct.
Explain that a little bit?
Okay. He said that 10%, if he distributes, or 10% of the whole world learns about water, then the world will change in a harmonious way, in a peaceful way. The reason 10% is that this is what he learned, Dr. Emoto learned from Miss Dr. Higa, the professor of the Ryukyu University in Okinawa, Japanese professor who found effective microorganism. That's called EM. And according to Dr. Higa, every bacteria has 10% good bacteria and 10% bad bacteria. The in-between 80%, it depends on whether which way to go. So if we have a little more than 10%, then this 80% in-between will flip to 10% good bacteria. Now, this is the world of bacteria, but according to the law of vibration, it's just the difference of the size. Our body, what is happening within our body is happening on Earth. And what is happening on Earth is happening in the universe. What is happening in the world of bacteria is what is happening in our world also. So if it's 10% in the world of bacteria, 10% in this world also. Mm-hmm. So by teaching children, the fastest way is to teach children, because they are going to be adults and they learn so quickly. So Dr. Emoto said he will give children's books, that was 650 million children's books, for free to children, so that they will learn the importance of love and gratitude and the memory of or the truth of love. So it will change. The whole world will change.
And I have to tell you, too, I first became familiar with Dr. Emoto's work when I interviewed Patricia Corey back in 2014 on my radio show here. Mm-hmm. And one of the amazing things is that if you focus, you take a glass of water, for example, water that's pure and hasn't been fluoridated or chlorinated, and you send a lot of positive thoughts to that water on the molecular level, the water molecules will form into these beautiful, so beautiful water crystals. And I think Dr. Moto found that if you energize that water and you correct the, if you balance the vibration just right through love and gratitude, that you can actually improve your health and help yourself. And the opposite coin of that as well, when people use ugly words or negative words directed at a glass of water, it can be negative thoughts as well, the water molecules actually break down to these ugly patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And so then if you drink that water, you're going to be harming your health,
exactly,
harming your balance, harming your spirituality. And so it's a simple thing to think that we actually, the premise is that we are very powerful spiritual beings. And I think we are all destined to create a far better and much happier planet than we've got now. And through this very simple message of love and gratitude, and that's why, why did Dr. Emoto, to ask a silly question, focus in on children?
One thing is children, the body of children are more water than we are, we adults are. They're almost like, this morning I visited this beautiful private school named the Phoenix Rising School in Rainier, Washington. They're so pure. They learn so quickly without having any doubts. They have questions to ask, but they don't have any strange doubts. And they learn so quickly. And that's one thing. And another thing is children are the future of this earth. They grow in 10 years or in 20 years, they will be adults. And if those children who learn the beautiful value of love and gratitude so that we will want to be living in harmony are all around the world in different places, then, just he said, they are the ones who will be making the whole world in a harmonious place without us trying to have to do anything. Mm-hmm. So that's a beautiful idea of Dr. Emoto's.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'd like if we could, Eric, play the Pure Love and Healing song by Kana Kimura. She's a wonderful light worker who lives in Los Angeles and Shahado instructor. She sent me a song last week dedicated to Fukushima, and I'd like to play the first couple of minutes of that song now, please, if we could. Isn't that beautiful? That's just a taste of some of her music. Her website is angelandsoundtherapy.com. But she sent me that. They sent me this beautiful MP3 that she made specially for Fukushima, and I wanted to play it today. Michiko, tell me a little about your efforts now about getting the book distributed to children. And you'll be giving a presentation tomorrow night, won't you, in Tacoma?
Right. Yeah, at Crystal Voyage. I will be talking about the message from water, and I will have children's books there also. So if there are any people who are interested in learning about Dr. Emoto's discovery, it's really amazing because we all learn that we are all vibration. Everything is vibration, and including our thoughts. Our thoughts are a vibration. And it has strong vibrate frequency. it's affecting water. Water is receiving that vibration and showing the vibration in the form of crystal. So we will see whether we're emitting something beautiful or something not, and how that's affecting the world and our health and ourselves.
You know, one thing that my beautiful foster mother told me years ago, and I'll never forget it, she said she was a psychic, she taught me how to hone my skills and talk to the other side. And she said that thoughts and words are things in the fifth dimension.
Right.
Even though in this third dimension, you may not be able to see a word or a thought, in the fifth dimension, thoughts and words are things. They have a physicality in the higher dimensions that even though you don't see it in the third. And the second thing that was really important that she taught me was that whatever you think in the fifth dimension takes precedence over here, the physicality of the third. So, for example, if you want to, for example, have a good day, so you want to think positive thoughts, and those positive thoughts will translate into the physicality of a good day in this third dimension. If you want to have a rotten day or a bad day, then think negative thoughts, and you'll have a rotten day.
I think it shows the law of attraction, because what you say comes from your mind, and as everything is vibration, what you think is attracting the reality. And as water crystals are showing, like, as for example, when we say, "Let's do it," then it forms beautiful crystal. But when we say, "Do it," in a negative way, it doesn't form any crystal.
You know, it's too bad we don't have video on this program, but you can watch my television show, and I've had interviews with Michiko on there. It's either under Ted Marr or Theodore Marr, or under Out of This World. But we've had her on the show before, my television show, and I'm holding now a sheet of these beautiful water crystals. And Michiko, why don't you go ahead and tell a little bit about the crystal patterns you see. They're like little snowflakes, aren't they?
Snowflakes, and their beautiful words create hexagonal beautiful crystals radiating from the center of the crystal. And each crystal has a different shape. None of the two crystals are exactly the same, just like human beings. Even though we're twin sisters or twin brothers, we are a little different. So are all the crystals of water crystals also. They're different. But what we can say is when we show the beautiful words, or when we have beautiful intention, or when we listen to beautiful music, then water creates beautiful crystals. And we made some beautiful stickers of crystals so that people can enjoy it. And actually, they crystal stickers or water crystals have their vibration, beautiful energy. So they're good for you to have to protect yourself or to have the beautiful vibration from that.
Well, and I want to reiterate, too, during the last hour when we were talking to Professor Pollock at the University of Washington, and we talked about the love and gratitude crystal, which Dr. Moto thought, and you think that they are the most beautiful. I mean, they're all beautiful, but they're the most beautiful pattern for love and gratitude. And not to be repetitive, but I do want to mention that 1990 experiment that Dr. Emoto did, putting on love and gratitude crystal images and writing love and gratitude on a bottle of radioactive water in 1999. And within 48 hours, that water was gone because the water's vibration, is that correct? From a scientific standpoint, had raised to the point where
it's scientific point of view, because that's energy, that vibration that love and gratitude was emitting or is emitting. And then what it does is that water receives that beautiful frequency from love and gratitude that healed water. So whether it's scientific or not, the fact that the water, the affected by radiation, changed at the molecular level and became the beautiful water. So that's the proof that we took before and after having this water crystal of love and gratitude on the water that was affected by radiation. And also, Dr. Moto put the word loving gratitude in Japanese as well. So it does. I do know that it does affect. It changes the water into beautiful, clean water. But I'm not saying this is scientifically proved because we're not the scientists.
Okay. Well, I'm mentioning that because we did have a scientist on during our last hour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but it does work. It does. It does work.
Yeah.
It works.
It does.
It does work. Yeah.
And another thing is that. Well, we think it works. It really works because we're creating that field.
There was a question during the conference last week, and I want to repeat it now, because someone in the audience asked after you gave your wonderful presentation whether it works for car repair. Where so if you put love and gratitude stickers on your old car, whether that could fix the transmission.
Did
you comment
that?
On I think Jerry White said that, asked that.
So, well, you know.
Or how about my broken stereo?
Well,
could I put love and gratitude on my broken stereo or fix a flat tire with love and gratitude?
I guess we are all psychic and, you know, we can do anything we want.
Right.
But technically, well, if you have any problem, you may want to take them to the hospital.
But wait. Would these work for winning lotto numbers? Could I put this on my lotto ticket and I get a good number?
Well, you can use it.
Okay, thank
the
you.
The way you want.
Thank you.
Anyway, everything really is vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say we have taken many photographs after showing many different words, and when we say, I can do it, the water creates beautiful crystal, strong, powerful crystal. Mm-hmm. But when we show the word, I can't, it is impossible anyway, then it just cannot form the crystal. That means from the beginning, you are giving away the possibility. Mm-hmm. And that's the law of attraction. That's the law of the universe. When we say, everybody is capable of doing everything. And this water is showing through these water crystals that when we say, I can do it, you can do it. That's law of attraction also.
Mm-hmm.
We are powerful being with our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we are creating the reality. And water is really showing that.
Is it when you talk about law of attraction, is it correct to say birds of a feather flock together?
I think so.
That's an American expression.
So the two
same things
mm-hmm. get together. That's mm-hmm. yeah. This morning I went to Phoenix Rising School, and the children asked me.
It's a small school outside of Olympia, Washington.
Oh, they are amazing, wonderful children because I visited them in November last year. Remember?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they remembered what I taught them at that time. And this time they asked. One of the questions was, if I and my friends are good friends, does that mean that we have the same kind of interest? He said.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, do you think you share the same interest with your good friends? And he said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that means people are alike.
Right.
They're mm-hmm. resonating at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So you get along so well. See, mm-hmm. children really learn it. And
beautiful.
That's a resonance, I think.
Beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful. One song I'd like to play in the next couple of minutes, ask my wonderful producer, Eric, to play it, would be the Thank You Water by Charlie from Redbird Songs.
Oh, thank you.
Actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together on land, the seas, and air. Holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. Simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. See, the water of life is within living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water crystals of beauty.
Hello, friends. Isn't that a beautiful song? That song is available for a small donation to benefit the Moto Peace Project America. And if you're interested, I have CDs I can be happy to send to you. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Their website, by the way, is www.emotopeaceproject.me, or their other website for Tokyo is www.emotopeaceproject.net, N-E-T. And with that, one of the most important things that Charlie touched on his song is that we're all one, and that we all have the spark, I think, of the Supreme Being within us. One of the things that you mentioned, Michiko, several years ago was that water is God, or God is water, something like that. Could you explain that, please?
Yes. Dr. Emoto said water is God. And because water is life. Without water, nothing can exist. And in everything, there's water, and water is showing us the real world and sending us the message in a crystal way. So that's why he said, well, in all religion, we use water, and to produce everything, we use water. Without water, nothing can exist. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Emoto used to say, always said, water is God, toward the end of his life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Because it's fascinating, really, and I think there's a lot of truth in that.
I think so, too.
I really do,
I think so, too.
I think that it's a common thread. Mm-hmm. And so water pollution, basically, is harming the Supreme Being that created all of this.
That's true. We have the one thing is that we should not be taking it granted that water is around us. And even though we see that water everywhere is the same, but it is not the same.
Right, it isn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly isn't the same. Now, one other thing, fascinating thing that you've mentioned before and Dr. Modell's mentioned many times before in his research is that we have a lot of similarities to this planet, don't
mm-hmm.
we? I mean, Earth is 70% water, and we're also 70% water. Could you explain that further, please?
Further?
Yeah.
About
how we're much like the planet. I mean, we have the same ratios of water.
Right, right. That means we are water. Mm-hmm. That's the premise. Premise, and mm-hmm. and that's why we all water and water. The person is receiving the, is getting the beautiful crystal. Then the earth is getting becoming the beautiful mm-hmm. Crystal or becoming beautiful in harmonious way.
Mm-hmm. 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 Beautiful, beautiful. What are your future plans? Now you're getting these books out here in the United States and Canada, of course.
Yes. We are distributing the children's book, The Message from Water, that teaches children that the earth is about 70% water and human beings are about 70% water. Also that each word has its vibration, makes beautiful crystal, depending on what kind of words we use. And also talks about music and the memory of water that after seeing different pictures and powerful intention, powerful intention and how it affects water.
One of the fascinating things that I spoke with Matthias DiStefano.
Matthias Stefano.
Yes, that's right.
Matthias Stefano.
Yeah. Anyway, I talked to him last year about that. He's a fascinating man. He's about 29 or 30. He has vivid, detailed memories of living in Atlantis thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he said was that water was used as a memory device back
mm-hmm.
then
mm-hmm.
in very advanced computers, which were basically organic water-based computers made of what Professor Pollack calls easy water,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the H2O3 or something
yeah.
like that, water.
H3O2.
H3O2, that's right. Yeah, getting close here. Yeah, H3O2.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Matthias a question, and I said, well, if in fact the Atlanteans did store all of their information in water, what happened to that storage? And he said that it's in all the world's oceans,
mm-hmm.
that memory of water. And so that if you take a glass of water from the Mediterranean, you should be able to access the incredible library at Alexandria that
mm-hmm.
was destroyed in an earthquake back around, this was before I was born, but around 11th or 12th century A.D. And I won't give away my age, but that was before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it was like scattering of books all over the place, that you find a book here and not linked to anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think someday we'll be able to decipher the memory of water in the water itself of that Atlantean times?
I hope so, because mm-hmm. As Matthias said, and I believe it is too, water is the most spiritual ancient being.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we really respect water and do the research on water, one day we will be able to discover the information that water stored in the ocean. Nothing is impossible. I think we can do that. And I think that's really one of the most important things that we should be doing too.
The studio lit up again in this beautiful white light, friends.
Oh.
I just
really?
Got, yeah, this, the angels are here. I can always tell when they're here flying.
And you
around.
Know what? One more thing that
yeah.
is like North Dakota Pipeline.
Oh, yeah, Standing Rock.
Mm-hmm. We are really ignoring water and nature,
true.
And that's
true.
Not good.
Right.
Because water does not talk in our language, but it talks in disaster and in a very natural way.
Mm-hmm.
If we do not respect water or Mother Ground, Mother Earth, we will be in trouble because we're smaller beings than water. And water is life.
Right.
We have to be respecting it. And I hope they will stop it because we want to take care of it.
At my last conference in 2016, mm-hmm. I had a wonderful psychic and medium named Garnet Schultheiser mm-hmm. from British Columbia. A wonderful man, and he has said that Gaia is the Earth is alive, and she's very unhappy, and it's a she. She's very unhappy with the way some humans have been treating her, and she can and will fight back. And she can fight back through tornadoes, through hurricanes, through earthquakes.
That's what Dr. Emoto was saying always.
Oh, really?
He was saying, yeah, when he was alive, when we had Fukushima earthquake, tsunami, and also before that we had huge tsunami in Indonesia also. At that time, he was saying he found the picture of the ocean. The wave was forming like a dragon. Dragon is the god of water. Mm-hmm. And at that time, he said, the water is really mad right now because we're not really listening to water, or we're not respecting this nature or earth. So he said the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And many people are saying the same thing. Mm-hmm, many spiritual mm-hmm. leaders, especially Native American elders,
yeah.
are saying the same thing, that we need to respect this planet.
Sure.
And building pipelines that burst open and spill all this oil into the ground, or fracking.
Well, it'll come back to us because yeah. that energy and also pollution will be absorbed in the Mother Earth,
right.
and then we will be drinking that water. Just imagine the children will be affected. We are responsible for the generations to come.
Exactly. And you know, the one thing that I got from Matias mm-hmm. Stefano, the man from Argentina, that he'll be coming through Seattle in May, and I hope to bring him on the program then.
Wonderful.
But he said there's a lot of civilizations in the past that didn't make it, because they polluted the existence out of the planet, or they had nuclear wars and destroyed everything.
Well,
and I don't want to see us go that way, frankly.
We are learning right now.
Right.
We will make the world a peaceful and safe place because
right.
you are helping that people learn that. We're all learning with each other, from each other.
Right, right. And one of the things that I think that's very very good to realize is that we're all one.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the spark of God or the Supreme Being within us. So that if you hurt someone or cause someone pain or suffering or whatever, that actually you're hurting yourself.
Exactly.
Because we're all linked together by that Supreme Being or that God force.
And also another, because of a law of hado means vibration or frequency, it shows that when you throw a stone into a pond mm-hmm. that makes a wave, mm-hmm. it ripples out, right, the wave.
Right.
Then that wave comes back to the center where you threw the stone. That mm-hmm. means whatever you throw, you emit, will come back to you. What you do will always come back to you. Mm-hmm. That's a law. So because we are one, and because what you do comes back to you, we want to do something beautiful, something good. So you'll be in a good position too.
I have to ask you, we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
When you were doing the Hado sessions last year
mm-hmm.
with people, with Mr. Yoshi,
mm-hmm.
He said something fascinating. He said often people's spiritual or physical problems now were the result of not their actions now, but past lives or karma that they'd taken on, karmic debt that they'd taken on from other family members.
Exactly.
Could you explain that a little
yeah.
bit, please?
A lot of times we don't realize that we have this negative karma from our past life, mm-hmm. but they are stored in a subconscious level that we mm-hmm. can't even see, or we're not aware of. Mm-hmm. And we have each person has tendency to be, for example, angry, or for example, some people become sad so easily, or lonely, or frustrated. Those are the emotional emotions that we tend to have. And those negative emotions most of the time come from our negative karma that we created in the past life. Or a lot of times they come in the DNA from our parents' side.
Mm-hmm.
So So that's how we are related to the karma, past life karmas.
And also, too, does the number seven, is there a seven, like a seven, karmic cycles? Does that play into it too, seven past lives?
I'm not sure about that, but we talk about seven so often. Dr. Emoto said number seven is the repetition of everything, like a music. One octave, do, re, mi, fa, sol, re, ti, do, that's seven. Do to T is seven. That's a repetition. It's just the difference of the frequencies.
Sure.
So seven is a repetition.
Now, in Shintoism in Japan, each word or number has a spiritual significance, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
So seven is different than one, which is different than two, three, four, five, and six, et cetera.
It has a different frequency, I think, or meaning.
I've been told also that the year 2016, if you boil it down in numerology, you add it 2 plus 0 plus 1 equals 3 plus 6 equals 9. That was a year of completion for many people.
Yeah, I heard that.
And 2017, 2 plus 0 plus 1 equals 3 plus 7 equals 10. You boil that further down is 1, which means a new year starting.
Beginning.
A beginning. Beautiful. And I feel like it is a beginning with so many beautiful things happening, and especially your work, Michiko.
Thank you.
If we could tell you just a minute of Imagine by John Lennon, and then we'll come right back on the air to wrap up today's program.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Eric, for playing that beautiful song by John Lennon. I have to tell you, I have been in contact with Nostradamus on the other side, and he said that this is the kind of beautiful world we're headed to, one based upon a love and gratitude and peace and harmony as well. I don't see a third world war. We have a beautiful, bright future, and this is what my book is about, coming out in just a couple of months. With that, the Emoto Peace Project website is www.emotopeaceproject.me or .net. And Michiko, I want to give you the rest of the time. We've got about 2 minutes left. You'll be speaking tomorrow in Tacoma, Washington, at the beautiful Crystal Voyage Bookstore at 38th. And Cedar Street, just not far from the Tacoma Mall tomorrow. The lecture is free. And I want to give you the rest of the time. We've got about a minute and a half left.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Well, I would like to thank everyone who is listening to this beautiful Out of This World radio. And I just enjoyed John Lennon's when he said, there's no country. I think human beings are the ones who created borders of the countries. We are all one together, human earth family. And all together, if we only share love and gratitude, then this whole world will be a harmonious place. And that's what I have in my vision. And we will do so.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I want to tell you, too, when we played that song, the whole studio lit up again in this beautiful white light. It's so nice to have the angelic support here today. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio. It's a nonprofit program, and donations are always appreciated. Our website is www.outofthisworld1150.com. And I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy day. I think we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a far better and much happier place than we have now. And I know that if we treat each other with respect and spread love and gratitude around the world, we'll create a better planet. I hope you all have a wonderful, beautiful weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday. Bye-bye, everyone.